You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to another Monday morning. Yes, indeed, it is Monday, and it is the 24th of October. I hope you all had an absolutely wonderful weekend. Well, that's over. It's time to get back to work. Time on The Breakfast Show, exactly 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to be with you, sitting here, entertaining you until 10 o'clock. So do try and stick around for as long as you possibly can. And let's start off, as we do, with a few things relevant to the date, the 24th of October. It is the day of Special Forces of the Armed Forces of Russia. Right, a food day today in the United States, International Day of Diplomats. Well, that's us here, always diplomatic on The Breakfast Show. Suez Day today has been celebrated in Egypt, United Nations Day, the anniversary of the 1945 Charter of the United Nations, which is being recognized internationally. World Development Information Day today, World Polio Day, and last but not least, Labor Day, which is celebrated on the fourth Monday in October. Where is that? That is in New Zealand. Well, that's it, boys and girls. Welcome to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM.
Good morning, world. Hello.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Situations running through my head. Looking back through time, you know it's clear that I've been blind, I've been a fool. To open up my heart to all that jealousy, that bitterness, that ridicule. And if you want it, come and get it. Crying out. The love that I was giving you was never in doubt. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and fail in that. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and fail in that. Babylon, Babylon. I'm running wild and all the lights are changing red to green. Moving through the crowds, I'm pushing chemicals rushing in my bloodstream. Only wish that you were here, you know I'm seeing it so clear. I've been afraid to show you how I really feel. Admit to some of those bad mistakes I've made. Well, if you want it, come and get it. Crying out loud. The love that I was giving you was never in doubt. Let go of your heart, let go of your heart.
There we go. Bring us in this morning, a little trip to Babylon with David Gray there. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. It is a Monday. It's a Music Monday, isn't it? Right through till 10 o'clock this morning. And as I said, I hope you had a nice weekend. I did. That's the main thing, isn't it, really? Let's say a very good morning already to Paul Dixon. He drops a little line this morning. Said, good morning, Jerry. Asked if I could play this. Monday. Mamas and papas.
Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, sometimes it just turns out that way.
Oh, there's a little time capsule, brings back some great memories. Puts you right in exactly where you were at the time, doesn't it? That said, Monday, December, March, that was released. It was recorded in December of 65, but it was released in March of 1966. And first RAF posting to RAF Stanbridge in the United Kingdom. It was written by John Phillips, and it was, by the way, using the background instruments played, of course, well, quite a lot in those days by members of the Wrecking Crew for their 1966 album, If You Can Believe, Your Eyes and Ears. By the way, it was the group's only, believe it or not, number one hit on the US Billboard Hot 100, and the first time in history a song by a mixed gender group reached the top of the charts.
We'll be right back.
There they go. That's the Blow Monkeys there. And that was It Doesn't Have to Be This Way. Right. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just coming down to, well, just a few seconds away from 40 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock here on 89.3 Call FM. And say, what did you do over the weekend? Do tell me. I'm really quite nosy. To something else as well, we're going to be making a few changes beginning of November, which we'll tell you about a little bit later on this morning as well. But as we're making our way to 15 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, I think we're going to get you all spruced up and on your way to work this morning. When I was rummaging, as I do, I came across this one. Comes from Stars on 45. Hooray for Hollywood is what it's called.
Good evening.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Anyway, time to get you out of the shower. Come on. Oh, that's better, isn't it? Right, yes. Hooray for Hollywood. And the show must go on. Right, it is 18 minutes, almost exactly after the hour of 6 o'clock here on 89.3. Usual bits and pieces. Bottom of the hour, we're going to take a look at some of the things been in the local news over the weekend. At 7 o'clock, some of the international news headlines. 7:30, some of the business headlines. And 8 and 9 o'clock, we'll take a look at the news, those items of the news we've got in a little bit more detail. And, by the way, in between 7 and 7:30, we'll take a look at the weather. But the instant forecast, looking out the studio window, it could be not too bad this morning. We've got, obviously, we've got our clouds as the sun makes its way up. But I do see some gaps in the clouds, so chance for a little bit of sunshine coming through later on. Of course, why not? Who said my mother couldn't speak to me from the grave? There we go, that was George Michael, of course, and Too Funky. I was rummaging around YouTube over the weekend, I think it was on Friday, actually, And so listening to George Michael in and watching as well, of course, in concert, and remembering what a great great performer he was. Then I came across an interview with his other half, with Piers Morgan, which was very interesting. And I mean, of course, you know, I remember George Michael in his heyday, you know, in the 80s. And used to, actual fact, go to a disco not far from where I used to be in Wood Green, because that was the part of London that he came from. And, you know, he was saying, his other half was saying in this interview, that George Michael never believed he was good-looking. Obviously, he didn't have any mirrors in-house or something, but also it's sad, you know, these people, such icons in our lives, but, you know, how they turn out to be really quite sad, which is really, you know, unfortunate. You just don't know, do you? Anyway, let's say a very good morning to Senor Francisco. Good morning. He says, good morning, Mr. D. Russian Revolution, it's so curious. Remember that day, actually, and when it's a real nuclear risk. Yeah, the way they're saber-rattling at the moment. They're getting sort of, I think, revved up for something unpleasant. And then Senor Francisco says, please can you tell me what's the name of the first song you played today? Have a good day and a great week, and the same to you, Senor Francisco. The song that I started off with today came from Mr. David Gray, and it was called Babylon. This, though, is Robbie Neal. Neville, begins with an N, and C'est la vie.
radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is so great to be with you on this Monday morning. Just saying to the good lady, she came in and I said, I had trouble getting up this morning. The alarm clock went off. You were just listening. It's like, sometimes it's like climbing out of a big hole somewhere, isn't it? So trying to get to the surface. Anyway, we made it in the end. Time to take a look for this morning, as I mentioned earlier on, some of the local news here in Panama, so popping up over the weekend. And what I always do enjoy is reading on a Sunday the Chamber of Commerce little highlight, the Camera Opina. And today it says the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIEP, highlighted in its weekly letter that the authorities are distant from the needs of civil and business society. In its message to the Camera Opina, released on Sunday, the private sector highlighted that that this distancing from the government is demonstrated by the recent floods suffered in the city of Colón due to lack of maintenance of drainage pumps. Likewise, it is stated that the deplorable state of the Pacific Logistics Corridor, lack of bridges, the constant claims of citizens for broken roads and lack of water in some communities is a reflection of this situation. Addressing the state of the national infrastructure is not only a duty of the state, so that the different actors of society can carry out their daily activities, but we have also indicated that to the extent that these public works are maintained, attended to, and maintained. So important. Maintenance seems to be sort of on the back foot, doesn't it? The Business Association pointed out that the case of the floods in the province of Colón, as a result of the lack of action, though this is through a pump maintenance program, it resulted in an economic impact of, wait for it, more than $15 million per day. Well, if the government isn't maintaining it, then they should be made to pay that difference, the loss to the people. I mean, they're very quick in sort of taking money for other things, aren't they? But if you don't do what you're supposed to be doing, then you have to pay for it. New economic aid comes to light where the beneficiaries are close relatives of deputies of the Republic. Now, on this occasion, it is the son of the deputy in government, Roberto Abrego, of the 8-5 circuit of the Democratic Revolutionary Party. And it is that according to the digital media Foco Panama, which released the information on October the 22nd, Diego Abrego Diaz received financial aid of $190,000 from the Institute for the Training and Use of Human Resources. It should be remembered as well that Senor Abrego, in addition to being a deputy, is a member of the board of directors of the Panama Canal Authority, a position he took office on April the 13th of 2020. There's more on that story, obviously, later on this morning. The result of the long debate on the reforms to Law 37 of 2009, which decentralizes public administration, supposes increases in the amount of funds available to local governments. This facing a pre-election year in which the National Decentralization Authority, which is known as AND, elevated from secretary to authority in the government of Laurentino Cortizo, could have a budget of $343.1 million next year in 2023, Although the reforms agreed to increases in transfers to local governments, progress was made in terms of oversight and citizen participation. And as it goes on, let's see, we go on to, so far in 2022, the security forces have seized some 100 tons of drugs, a figure that is on track to exceed the record of 128.7 tons, which was imposed in the 12 months of 2021. The Minister of Public Security, Juan Manuel Pino, reported that the largest amount of drugs has been seized in the provinces of Colón and Panama. Precisely those two provinces, according to data from the Public Ministry updated to September of this year, are the ones that lead the number of homicides, with 39% and 22% respectively, of the total of 369 homicides that have occurred in the country in the first 10 months of the year. Drug seizures in Panama, they have increased. This was after, on February the 11th of 2021, Panama inaugurated the regional Naval Air Operations Center, which is called CROAN, with the support of the United States, and which monitors the so-called Southern Triangle in the region, Costa Rica, Panama, and Colombia. Now, October the 17th, the governments of the United States and Panama approved the purchase and donation of a King Air 250 maritime patrol aircraft with an approximate investment of $12.6, which is intended to support operations to counter traffic and illegal fishing, as well as humanitarian relief efforts, including search and rescue. After 2 years of absence due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Saturday, the traditional meeting of student music bands was held on Avenida Peru in the Corregimiento of Caledonia. Drums, lyres, clarinets, trumpets and other musical instruments were combined in a celebratory atmosphere for 10 days, coming up for the 10 days of the national holidays. The event, organized by the National Charity Lottery, was held in its 24th version and included the participation of 22 schools and 13 independent bands. And I bet they're really looking forward to it as well. That's it. Those are some of the things in the local news. As I said, we will look at that in a little bit more depth later on at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning.
Talk about it.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There we go. Mr. Robbie Williams and a revamped version of Rock DJ coming off of his new album, which is celebrating 25 years of his solo career. And it is just called 25 in Roman numerals, XXV. So good album. And a couple of new tracks on there as well. Time on The Breakfast Show was 16 minutes before 7. Oh, by the way, the one before that, needless to say, was Lips Inc. and Funky Town. We're now 15 and a half minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. Yasmin's here. She's sort of got in this morning. And say earlier on, how was your weekend? Do let me know if you had a good time. I went out with a friend of mine on Friday night. And it was rather strange, actually. I mean, we went to a couple of places. We went into the Pedro Mandinga Rum Bar there in Casco. We went there, had a very enjoyable evening. And it was quite interesting because we weren't meeting till about 8 o'clock. I got there at 8, and there's just a few people in there, just a couple of people, so plenty of places to choose to sit down. Then all of a sudden it sort of, you know, got busy as it got on, and then it was full, which I'm happy to say. But what was so strange, we were sort of chatting away, and then looked up, and it was around about, around about 11 o'clock, 11:15, 11:30, something like that. Can't remember clearly the time, but everybody gone. Everybody just disappeared. He's gone. It was just the two of us. This is a Friday night. Where's everybody gone to? So anyway, we took a wander, and I wanted to show him next door into the hotel there, La Compañía, which is it's great just to go in and have a look around. And funny enough, I think we went in and sort of wandered around. There's quite a few people there, and we sat down. I've sort of sat down in the lobby to order my my Uber to go home. Yes, don't drink and drive. And I looked up, and again, everybody gone. Thought perhaps there must have been a curfew or something. I don't know if I missed something. But we had a great time. Really did. Enjoyed it. This track really doesn't describe me too much. Sister Sledge, and He's the Greatest Dancer.
Disco alone, arrogance but not conceit as a man.
Ah, well, I will be at Christmas time. When I get to the Christmas ball, have a few drinks and some turkey, I'll be well away. Right, let's take a look. It is, by the way, the 24th of October. It is Monday. And we're sort of just coming into the the last week of the month of October. And then we get into the Mes de la Patria, and we celebrate that. Then it'll soon be Christmas. In fact, we're the 24th of October, so just 2 months' time, we should be starting our summertime. Looking at a couple of things relevant to today's date, 24th of October, but going back in time, we want to go back to the year 1537. Jane Seymour. Now, Jane Seymour was the third wife of England's King Henry VIII. She died. This was after, with her head, by the way. She died after giving birth to Prince Edward. Prince Edward became King Edward VI. In the year 1836, Alonso D. Phillips received a patent for the phosphorus friction safety match. And I tell you what, they're still going today, aren't they? And the last one for now, 1857, Sheffield Football Club, the world's first football club, is founded where? Believe it or not, in Sheffield, in England. That one was difficult to work out, wasn't it? You are keeping an eye on the time. We're 9 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock on The Breakfast Show. Moving on with the movie, with the music. No movies. This is Mike and Mechanics. And Let Me Fly.
I don't want to live without living. I don't want to wear a disguise. I don't want to keep on pretending. Just living a lie. Every day the pressure is building. Every night I'm howling at the moon. Feeling like the walls are just closing in. What can I do? So let me fly, let me fly. Oh, let me fly. If I don't try, none of us are born to be prisoners, but some of us end up in a cell. What if we were born to be winners? Living is the only way to tell. So let me fly. Looking down, not afraid.
do like that. That is Ndauvu Youth Choir and their rendition of Africa. And before that, I mentioned Mike and the Mechanics and Let Me Fly. We're just a minute away from the top of the hour here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. We can take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Cuidado, te caes. Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas. Miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataSurf tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
Por tu seguridad y la de todos, espera el tren detrás de la línea amarilla y sitúate a lo largo del andén o plataforma de espera. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. Let's take a look, shall we, some of the international news for this Monday morning. If you just joined us, a very good morning to you. Western countries have accused Russia on Monday of plotting to use a threat of a bomb laced with nuclear material as a pretext for escalation in Ukraine as Moscow evacuated civilians from a southern city in anticipation of a major battle. With Ukrainian forces advancing into Russian-occupied Kherson province, Russia's defense minister Sergei Shoigu phoned Western counterparts on Sunday to tell them that Moscow suspected Kiev for planning to use a so-called dirty bomb. And Russia's defense minister Sergei Shoigu spoke with U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Sunday for the second time in 3 days and held a flurry of calls with three other counterparts from NATO countries. Moscow provided no details on the conversation with Austin, which came after the two men spoke on Friday for the first time since May. Its readouts on the other calls said Shoigu had said the situation in Ukraine was worsening. Rishi Sunak looked set to become Britain's next Prime Minister after his rival Boris Johnson quit the race, admitting that he could no longer unite their party following one of the most turbulent periods in British political history. Sunak, the 42-year-old former finance minister, could be named later, as soon as today, Monday, to replace Liz Truss, becoming Britain's third Prime Minister in less than 2 months. The United States and Britain on Sunday warned of a possible terrorist attack in Nigeria's federal capital, Abuja, especially aimed at government buildings, places of worship and schools, among other targets. Nigeria is fighting an Islamist insurgency, mainly in the northeast, but in July the Islamic State claimed responsibility for a raid on a prison in Abuja, which freed around 440 inmates, raising fears that insurgents were venturing from their enclaves. North and South Korea exchanged warning shots off the west coast on Monday, accusing each other of breaching their maritime borders amid heightened military tension. The South's Joint Chiefs of Staff said that it broadcast warnings and fired warning shots to sea off a North Korean merchant vessel that crossed the northern limit line, the de facto boundary, at around about 3:40 a.m. on Sunday. Brazilian politician Roberto Jefferson surrendered early Sunday evening after wounding two policemen while resisting arrests ordered by the country's Supreme Court. President Jair Bolsonaro tried to distance himself from his ally, posting a video on social media after his arrest saying, "Someone who fires at policemen should be treated as a criminal." Two officers were injured by shrapnel of a grenade thrown by the former congressman. Both went to the hospital and were later released, said the statement. German entrepreneur Rainer Schalier, known for his line of fitness studios, was among the passengers on a plane believed to have crashed in Costa Rica, authorities from the Central American country said on Saturday. Costa Rican authorities said that they found wreckage earlier on Saturday, around about 17 miles, that's 28 kilometers, from Limon Airport, believed to be from a private plane carrying Schaller, the founder of Germany's McFit gym chain, and some members of his family. And that's it, some of the items in the international news for this morning. Apart from that, everything's fine, really.
Once in a while, I've got a story, ain't got no mother. Let the bad guy win every once in a while. When it go round in circle, when it fly high like a bird up in the sky, when it go round in circle, when it fly high. Steps, no. I'm gonna let the music move me around. I've got a dance, I ain't got no steps. I'm gonna let the music move me around. When I go round in circles, when I fly high like a bird up in the sky, when I go round in circles. My friends, I've got a song, I ain't got no melody.
I'm gonna sing it to my friend. We'll go round and circle.
Hi, this is Jerry D from The Breakfast Show, and I want to share with you a change that will take place from the 7th of November. As you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, we changed our program start time to 6 a.m. from 7 a.m. Well, from Monday, the 7th of November, we will be going back to our 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. timing. The content of the program will change very little, and we will still be there to start your day The Breakfast Show way.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, that's it, I put a spell on you. What a load of hocus pocus. I tell you what, we're going to have another couple of tracks. And I think after that, we'll take a look and see what the weather's going to be doing, shall we? What I can tell you for now, looking out the studio window, it is cloudy. There are some breaks in the clouds. I reckon we will get a little bit of sunshine peeping through a little bit later. And how about some... Good Vibrations. Marky Mark here, and the Funky Bunch. We go, Good Vibrations. That's what we had on Friday, wasn't it? We had a good old shake on Friday. They were Good Vibrations. It was around about 7 o'clock as well, wasn't it, on Friday? Time on the Breakfast Show for us to take a look at the weather for today, see what the forecast is doing for us. We're going to start off on the Caribbean side in the province of Colón, Costa Arriba. And for today, we're looking at temperature-wise, 30 degrees Celsius being the maximum and 22 the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, that's the thermal sensation with 82% relative humidity. Now there's a chance of a few showers during the course of the morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, and tonight, cloudy. Moving over to this side of the isthmus to West Panama, maximum temperature no change, we've got 30 degrees Celsius, with 22 being the minimum, 36 the thermal sensation, relative humidity at 81%. Cloudy this morning, this afternoon, isolated rains and thunderstorms, and tonight will be cloudy again. And here for us here in the metropolitan area of Panama, 1 degree lower at 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature and 23 being the minimum, 34 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation with 82% of relative humidity. Cloudy is what they say this morning. I go along with that, although there's a chance of, it's not solid cloud, it's a bit patchy. We might get some sunshine, I think, popping through later on. But it is cloudy for this morning, isolated rains, of course, and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and cloudy again tonight. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama, we're looking at 28 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature and 25 being the minimum, and 34 degrees Celsius being the thermal sensation, relative humidity for the Gulf out there, it's not too bad at 85%. Chance for a few showers during the course of the morning, isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon, and a few showers again tonight. So there we go. There's a look at the weather forecast. Moving on to maritime conditions for today. We're going to start with the tides. And on the Pacific, tides for today, the first high tide was at 2:41 this morning. That was 4.72 metres. A low tide will be at 9.06.46 of a metre. High tide again, 3:03 in the afternoon, 4.69 metres. Low tide, the last one, will be at 9.19 tonight, and that'll be 0.46 of a metre. All right, now let's take a look at the Caribbean. Just got two low tides, one high tide. The low tide, the first one, was at 4:03 this morning, 0.09 of a metre. High tide, 11:32 this morning, and that'll be 0.3 of a metre. And the last low tide, and that will be at 7:23 tonight, and that'll be 0.06 of a metre. So there we go. There are the tides for today. Now looking at the sea conditions, starting on the Caribbean side, we're looking at good conditions for this morning. Light winds, just 10 to 12 kilometres an hour, coming from the northwest. And waves, well, just at 1 foot. In the afternoon, good conditions continue with light winds, 4 to 16 kilometres an hour. The direction will be west-northwest, and the wave, well, they're going to stay at 1 foot. All right, and let's move over to the Pacific for this morning. Here we go. And good conditions for this morning. Very light winds, just a slight breeze at 6 to 8 kilometres an hour coming from the west-southwest. Waves on this side will be at 2 feet. In the afternoon, good conditions are continuing. Wind about the same, picked up very, very slightly, just 10 to 12 kilometres an hour from the south-southwest in the afternoon. And the waves, they're going to be the same. They're going to remain at 2 feet. So that's it. There's your weather.
Treat you wrong too.
we go. That is Where Do You Go? The DG Rim remix of that one from No Mercy. And this one, this comes from the Kooks. Spelt with a K, K-O-O-K-S. Swing Low. This will take us down to the bottom of the hour.
Listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Hello. Les saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital.
Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
No bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
And the time on The Breakfast Show is 28 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And if you've just joined us... Better get a move on. It is The Breakfast Show, and it is time to look at some of the business news, some of the international business news for this morning. European shares rose on Monday, driven by hopes that the Federal Reserve could slow its pace of interest rate hikes, while investors brace for a busy week of earnings and key interest rate decision from the European Central Bank. The continent-wide Stoxx 600 index rose 0.4%, with utilities, media and travel at leisure sectors leading the gains. Wall Street's main indices rallied on Friday. This was after a report said the Fed will likely debate on a similar interest rate hike in December. Oil prices slid 2% on Monday after Chinese data had showed that demand from the world's largest crude importer remained lackluster in September as strict COVID-19 policies and fuel export curbs depressed consumption. Brent crude futures for December settlement fell $1.67, $1.67, or 1.8%. This was to $91.83 a barrel. This was by 8.55 GMT, after rising 2% last week. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude for December delivery was at $83.27 a barrel. That was down $1.78, or 2.1%. China's economy rebounded at a faster than anticipated clip in the third quarter, but a more robust revival in the longer term will be challenged by persistent COVID-19 curbs, a prolonged property slump, and global recession risks. Helped by a raft of government measures, the world's second biggest economy expanded 3.9% in July, September. This is from a year earlier. Official data showed on Monday outstripping the 3.4% pace forecast in a Reuters poll and faster than the 0.4% growth in the second quarter. And U.S. stock indices futures fell on Monday. This was as worries about China's economy dented sentiment globally after sharp gains on Wall Street last week, driven by better-than-expected earnings and hopes of a less aggressive Federal Reserve. U.S. listed shares of Chinese companies such as Alibaba Group Holding Limited and Baidu Inc. led the losses in early pre-market trading, down 12.5% and 11.7% respectively, as President Xi Jinping's new leadership team heightened fears that growth will be sacrificed for ideology-driven policies. Egypt will develop a new currency indicator, partly to wean people off the idea that the Egyptian pound should be pegged to the US dollar, the new central bank governor said on Sunday. Hassan Abdallah, appointed in August, told an economic conference that the central bank was also working to introduce currency hedging and had already finished futures contracts as it revamps its currency trading system. And that's it. If you are keeping news, keeping abreast of the international financial news, that's what's happening so far this morning. Needless to say, it's going to be rather interesting what's going to happen in the United Kingdom today. Might have another Prime Minister by the end of the day. And then probably another one by the end of the week. If you are keeping an eye on the time, 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Better than coffee.
And the first of those two was the reggae version of Circles by Post Malone. This one, the 1975, and Somebody Else is what it's called. And I tell you what, taking a rummage around some albums over the weekend, looking to see if I could find something different, I certainly did, because one of the most prolific poets, and a singer, so those, his singing voice was different. That, of course, is Leonard Cohen. He was absolutely tremendous, so creative. And what it is an album. It's called Here It Is, a tribute to Leonard Cohen, and it's a lot of Leonard Cohen's poems and songs which have been done by other people, interpreted by other people. And one of my favourite ones of his is You Want It Darker, and I found out that Iggy Pop have done a version of that, and I thought I'd share it with you this morning.
My lord. in the story, but story's still the same. There's a lullaby for suffering and a paradox to blame. But it's written in the scriptures and it's not some idle claim. You want it darker. To take an aim. I struggled with some demons. They were middle class and tame. I didn't know I had permission to murder and to maim. You want it darker.
There it is, Iggy Pop, and that's his rendition there of You Want It Darker. Nice backing there. Let's see, time on the Breakfast Show, exactly 10 minutes, that's before the hour of, it's before the hour of 8 o'clock, top of the hour. We're going to take a look at some of the local news. We looked at the, had a quick synopsis at around about 7:30, but what we're going to do is take a look in a little more detail. Let me say a very good morning. We're going back over to Greece. Yes, we are. And it's from Rene Rick, of course, and says, good morning, and says, I found a house today. That's good. We're happy about that. And says, I found a house today. Though Rick needs to see it as well. He does? Okay. Fingers crossed, maybe this will be the one. Could you please play Only Time by Enya?
Can say if you love grows as your heart shows.
Well, there we go. That's for Renee this morning. Enya and Only Time. Just depends, really, how much time, doesn't it? Wishing you all the luck in the world with that house. Keep an eye on the time. We're just making our way to 5 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Got 5 minutes before Penny Mordaunt's got until to get her 100 votes sorted out. To be perfectly honest, I wish she'd just drop out. She's having this much trouble getting the votes. And she should get out. The next Prime Minister, no doubt, will be Rishi Sunak. That's Donna Summer and Love to Lovey. And so we're just a couple of minutes away from the top of the air. I'm sort of following the BBC here because obviously it's quite of interesting to see what is happening with regards to the race for the new Prime Minister of the UK. Third one in about 6 weeks. It's interesting here because I was just looking at some of the comments that have come out and Conservative people, Penny Mordaunt, is trying to get these 100 nominations he leaves by 2 o'clock, which in my calculation is about 2 minutes time. Says here though, it would be wrong to just say, well, we're not really going to have a proper process if we just decide on one person. He added that, this is when the MPs, he added that having more than one candidate for Prime Minister on the ballot was something the party owed to its membership. They don't owe anything to their membership, they owe everything to the country. And they made a right cock up of it last time, with Liz Truss. It should either go to a public vote, in other words, a, full election, or else just let one get on with it. Sunak, this has got plenty of experience. Right, time on the Breakfast Show. Let's take a bigger look, well, better look at our local news for this morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Ciudad del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
Hi, this is Jerry D from The Breakfast Show, and I want to share with you a change that will take place from the 7th of November. As you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, we changed our program start time to 6 a.m. from 7 a.m. Well, from Monday, the 7th of November, we will be going back to our 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. timing. The content of the program will change very little, and we will still be there to start your day The Breakfast Show way.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
It's morning radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
So this is
in my life when I opened my eyes, and there you were. You were more than a dream. I could reach out and touch you, girl. That was long ago. There are some things that I guess I never know. When you love someone, you gotta learn to let them go.
The sound of Mr. Stevie B and When I Dream About You. Before that, David Bowie together with Mick Jagger. What a great combination that is. And that was Dancing in the Street. If you are keeping eye on the time, 21 minutes exactly, and that's after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? It's Monday. It's Halloween. No, not Halloween, but Halloween. The whole week is a Samhain where we're going to be celebrating the passing between the thin silk of the earth and the afterlife. Ooh, Samhain, it's a very Gaelic tradition. So we started decorating for that very tragic condition. Yeah, we got the Halloween stuff out, and boy, it doesn't store well in Panama. A lot of stuff is going to have to be replaced, but a lot of it's going to still work. So we're excited. We got the first bit out. The Aussie, he was up hanging lights, and the cook, she's out there making costumes and whatnot. So we're going to have what looks like to be a very scary, haunted Halloween house. Well, if you're in town or if you're in El Valle, swing by. You can't miss it. It's in the red light district. Yeah, anyways, okay. Well, Everything has been divine. We picked up the greenhouse, so we'll be putting that together after Halloween, and then start looking at planting some seedlings and whatnot. So we'll be starting on our adventure. We've had a couple of meetings with the local farmers who have made some suggestions as to what is best to plant and when to seed them. And so we'll be moving along with that quite shortly here, and probably in November. October's just too busy with Hello Week. Yeah, we've got a projector up. We're going to be showing black and white scary movies. We've got creepy sounds. We've got intense lights. We've got skeletons. Oh, it's just going to be fun. Oh, the cook and I have a costume, and I think we've even gotten a costume for the Aussie. All right. You guys, I don't know if I can't tell you to be safe out there because it's Halloween is coming. Ah, the Samhain. Oh, you can't be doing that. All right. So, but in any case, stay healthy. That'll help. All right. Everything's great here. We're so excited. And back to you in the studio.
See, there's a light on over there at Frankenstein's place. Must be close to where Ingrid lives. Right, there we go. Thanks for that, Ingrid. And it's nice, though, getting into the spirit of things. I don't know, for some reason here in the city, it seems to be lower key than normal. Perhaps it's just me. Perhaps I'm just getting old, or rather older. One of the things, by the way, you should be thinking about, if you need to move money, if you want to send money around the world, you know the best way to do that? With our friends Western Union. Now, by visiting their agencies, you can do it by visiting their agencies, or you can do it through their online app. And what's even better, you can start on the app and then go and pay at one of the agencies. So you get it all sorted out, just go along and pay, and that's it's all done. Money transfers that work for you. So if you want to send me money, Western Union. Go and check them out. They've always been great. It's always been a good way to send money to, you know, we've done sort of like to the interior and things like that. Alright, let me see. What have I got for you next? Oh yeah. This is, another album which, I downloaded over the weekend. It's by Paul Heaton and Jackie Abbott. And this is called The Good Times.
Well, 20th century hoes. They would drink too much and they would fight. I still hear them blaspheming at night. At least those two specters still argue from pillar to pole. They live through the good times, struggle through bad times, publicly open and closed. Put up a new sign, took down the old sign, new problems only rose. Put on a disco, put on a rap, even put on a pop quiz. The death of the disco, probably her fault. The death of relationship is.
And that's it. Paul Heaton and Jackie Abbott and The Good Times came off of their new album, just called NK Pop. Right, we are just making our way 28 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, we've got it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. Let's survey going to Ashley. Says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Says, today is a special day for Indians around the world. Wishing a very happy Diwali and a prosperous new year to the Indian community. And you asked if we could play this for you. I tell you what, I'm absolutely worn out after that. I don't mind you lot. Oh, dear, oh dear. Oh, out of breath. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you for that, Ashley, and very happy Diwali to you and to all our Indian listeners this morning. Right, let me see, what is the time? 25 minutes before 9. I'm going to take a rummage around, see if I can find out what's there. Perhaps see what's happening in the world of technology. Or even better, just find a good news story. Here's UB40. Don't Break My Heart, this is. UB40, and that was Don't Break My Heart. Well, taking my little rummage, I did come across something rather nice. It's an internet story. It comes off of the tech news at any rate. And it's about, weaning yourself off using your cell phone incessantly. let me tell you the story. I got it just here. It says here, when was the last time you sort of actually put your phone down? Well, how one smartphone addict teen learned to become a Luddite. High schooler called Lola Shub was a self-described screenager, snapping selfies and mindlessly scrolling through social media when a friend ditched her smartphone for good. It inspired Shub to swap her iPhone for a flip phone, apparently. Now, she says, Shub is now part of the Luddite Club. Now, this is a group of New York City teens who meet at their local library. The club has only one rule, no smartphones here. Since giving up her smartphone, Shub says that she has more space to think creatively, more time to read, and better concentration. Now, she and many of her friends have given up Instagram, and they prefer phone calls over texting. How nice. That's not a bad thing, because texting sometimes can be misinterpreted. It's much better if you do phone somebody, to be quite honest. If you have one overarching message for my fellow teenagers, it's this, she said. Spend time getting to know yourself and exploring the world around you. Shub writes, it's so much more fulfilling and so more real than the one inside your expensive little box. Ho ho! How good is that now? Here's a question for you. How long can you survive without your cell phone? I mean, then we just take them for granted, don't we? Let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou has been with us, of course, since early this morning. And she says here she wishes everybody a happy Diwali. She also, when she dropped me the lunch, says, good morning to everybody. And could you please play In My Life from the Beatles?
Places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better, some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments with lovers and friends. I still can recall.
By the Beatles for Mary Lou. This point says, I can survive forever without my phone. Peace to my life without it. How would you WhatsApp me? How would you WhatsApp me? What would I do then?
please. It's been knocking on my door since I was 17. Oh, and you saw but you chose to ignore. But now it's more than a wish, it's a dream. Now I don't understand how you can hold me back. You said, baby, learn your lessons when you step on cracks. So there's no time to fall, your existence will call. And see, experimenting. And I guess there's just no other way. I've been drawn to a new escape. Cause I'm wearing bamboo and I'm picking up zoos. I slipped away. Now I'm tonguing on a wizard love. And your sassy snow's a deal for us. Oh, a danger's got me wrapped up round its thumb. But it's no trap cause I'm in love.
Two great ladies, one past and one present. Of course, Amy Winehouse was the first one, and Love is a Losing Game, one of my favourites, as you know, right now. And she's got a great future. That's Joy Crooks and Mother, May I Sleep with Danger. If you are keeping eye on the time, we're 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. This is Mr. Rod Stewart.
Precious memories that we made every hour, every day. A kiss, a laugh, every photograph, every sunny holiday. They'll live inside our souls, never to grow old. And I cherish each day that we have these precious memories of the gang when we parted and we sang till the early hours, stumbling home hand in hand in the afterglow. Nothing was rehearsed so beautifully observed, and the thrill is still alive. Oh my, my. Listen, baby, I'll show you on the dance floor, dancing to that George Michael. I was envious of the guy that you were with. Oh yeah, you were a crazy horse dancer, but I would not take no for an answer. With tongue in cheek, you reluctantly agree. These precious memories of hotels in New York and Paris, warm summer nights
through Central Park, ride a horse-drawn carriage. The ups and the downs, we made every second count, and you still made my heart go boom, boom, boom. Tell me all about it, Jimmy Robinson, one time now.
There we go, Rod Stewart and Precious Memories. And say, rummaging. There's a piece here from the Insider. It says, it's time to make Facebook Facebook again. As Mike Zuckerberg focuses on his Metaverse passion project and spends $15 billion in the process. Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp, though, are being neglected. This is according to Insider's Travis Clark. I can't keep up with all of them, to be perfectly honest. Taking us towards the top of the hour, this is the Style Council. Long hot summer. Can't wait.
No matter what I do, no matter what I do, it
Yes, waiting for that long, hot summer, aren't we all? It's a style council there. Time is just about 30 seconds away from the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
And I tell you what, here's something to remind you about. Now, what do you think about the possibility of winning a weekend for two, with breakfast included, or being able to buy those shoes that you want so much, or a dinner for two at a local restaurant, or maybe a relaxing massage? Here's your opportunity to win these and many other prizes by filling out our survey. Yes, if you go to coolfmpanama.com and complete the survey that appears on the homepage. Every week we will have a winner, so cheer up, why not, and participate, only for Cool FM listeners. And by the way, we know who you are, all right? You're listening to The Breakfast Show, we are on 89.3 Cool FM.
Used to be, live their life,
looking behind. There are mountains in our way, but we climb a step every day. Love lifts us up where we belong, where the eagles cry.
Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warnes, Up Where We Belong. And I now want you to join me as we take a trip to the Blackpool Tower Theatre, where we find Carly Simon singing Moonlight Serenade.
I sing is a moonlight. I stand and I wait for the touch of your hand in the June night. The roses are sighing a moonlight. Stars are aglow, and tonight how their light sets me dreaming. My love, do you know that your eyes are like stars brightly beaming? I bring you and sing you a moonlight serenade. Led astray till break of day in love's valley of dreams. Just you and I. We'll be right back.
so don't let me wait. Come to me tenderly in the June night.
Carly Simon, the first one of those, Moonlight Serenade. So you never know what you're going to get on this show, do you? This is Benny Goodman and his orchestra and Stomping at the Savoy. I tell you what, we're going to have one more, then we'll check in with Yaz, see what she's been doing. I know we do have a couple of tracks of Born This Day in music. But for now, this is Julie London. Broken-hearted melody.
Broken-hearted melody. Once you were a song of love. Now you just keep taunting me with the memory of is a tender love. Broken-hearted melody, must you keep reminding me of the lips I long to kiss and the love I miss since he went away? Night and day I play that
broken-hearted melody that he used to sing to me when our love was young and bright, and he held me tight. Suddenly I found I was heaven-bound, broken-hearted melody. Once ye were a song of love, now you just keep turning me with the memory of his tender love. Oh, broken-hearted melody, won't you bring him back to me? Sing to him until he yearns, for when he returns, no more will you play. Since he went away, broken-hearted melody.
That's it, yes, Julie London and broken-hearted melody. And there's some music that I used to listen to with me mum. Yes, all those old tracks. It's time to pop over to the other side of the studio. Good morning, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning. Happy Monday.
Yeah, yeah, happy Monday. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, just with a lot of rain.
Mm-hmm, a lot of rain, yeah.
Yeah, at least we're alive. We survived.
I don't know. Well, we had a lot, because I went out on Friday evening. It was a lot of rain Friday evening.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of trying to get back from Casco, it was raining. But we made it. Mm-hmm. And that's the fact, I was just, you know, because it was raining, and I got into my Uber, and by the time we got onto the Santa Costa area, it was pouring it down.
Mm, okay.
So, but I'm here as well.
Yeah, at least it's close from your house, all right.
Well, it's not that close. I've still got to get in and out of the car.
Yeah, but not that far.
No, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. So what did you do at the weekend? What did Ian get up to?
Well, first of all, let me tell you, on Friday, I was at Ingenia.
All right.
That was the launch of this great event at City of Knowledge. And this is an investment mechanism in the cultural and creative sector of Panama for projects that support the fulfillment of the mission of the City of Knowledge Foundation to be an innovative community that drives social change through humanism, science, and business.
Mm-hmm.
So you can enter now to their website, ingenia.cityofknowledgeciudaddelsaber.org.
Oh, okay.
And there you can see all the points that you need to know to be part of this fund. Ingenia is the name. And let me see, it's going to be open until November
27. Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you still have plenty of time to be part of this. And it was a nice talk with the winners of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about their experiences, the great experiences that they had working on this project with City of Knowledge.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, it was very interesting.
Mm-hmm. And what about Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday, I just drove Ian to the school because of his
practice
saxophone.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I went running for a little bit, and then I go back home, and it started raining the whole day. So I stayed there.
That's your fault, because you went running, you see.
And then on Sunday was the same, because we went to Metro Mall for some shopping, and when we finished, it was raining a lot.
Yeah, we went on Saturday to, in the afternoon, we went to Multiplaza, and the same thing, it was pouring rain.
Mm-hmm.
But the advantage we had there was that, of course, everybody was parking inside. Where I normally go and park is sort of around the corner opposite, sort of La Nota, that area. So everybody was running around inside. I said to Christine, I'm going to drop you here.
Mm-hmm.
I just parked my car over there with plenty of spaces, and it's raining, and I got my umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, you've been driving around for years.
Oh,
trying to find that one space, because I tell you another thing, you know, you see little signs that says they've got these all electronic things, says, you know, 117 spaces available.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And you're driving along and all the green lights are on, but there's cars already in the slot.
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
Yeah, well, it's probably because they don't serve someone, they don't clean the glass lenses or whatever.
Mm.
But it's annoying.
Yeah, true.
Mm. Like the holes in the road are annoying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
especially right. When it's raining.
Exactly, because it's so flooded.
You can't see the holes. Mm-hmm. No. And I mean, you know, I hate to, because I mean, I got a, you know, fairly sturdy 4x4, and I hit a hole a while ago in the rain, and hell of a jolt. And I think it's actually adjusted the suspension a little bit. I get our friends at Valley Motors to check that out for me.
Okay.
But no, I mean, the roads are in such bad condition. I mean, I think I told you, you know, a friend here in the building, one of our neighbours,
mm-hmm.
has got a nice Audi RS8.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't take it out.
Yeah.
Can you imagine hitting one of those potholes when you're only about sort of 2 inches off the ground?
Yeah.
No,
we need just pickups.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, they're giving him $50 million to buy some asphalt.
Mm.
Well, that's not the point. It's how you put the asphalt in the holes. Because if you notice, a lot of these places where they filled the holes,
mm-hmm.
you know, got bumps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I like to have a moan. Good at it. So, and you've got something on today as well.
Oh, yes, today I'm going to Windham Hotel
mm-hmm.
because there is a couple of conferences. It's going to be during the whole day and tomorrow.
Oh, right, okay.
And this is about plastic and how it's affecting the environment.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, yeah, I'll tell you more tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. Now, mm-hmm. you've got a couple of days, a couple of Born on This Day in music.
Oh, yes. Both of them were born the same year, 1946. So we can start with John Bettis.
Mm-hmm.
American lyricist. He was originally part of the band Spectrum, which also featured Richard and Karen Carpenter. He wrote the lyrics for Top of the World, a hit for both Lee mm-hmm. Anderson and the Carpenters. He wrote several more hits for the Carpenters, including Only Yesterday, Goodbye to Love, and Yesterday Once More. He later wrote his hits for other artists, including Madonna, Crazy for You, and Michael Jackson, Human Nature.
Yeah, you know, because of who I am, I would have initially gone to play Sonic by the Carpenters.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, no, everybody expects me to do that.
Yes.
So here's Michael Jackson. Human Nature. See, I just changed it.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, there we go.
Thank you.
It is. That's Human Nature from Michael Jackson. So, who was the other one? Born on this day in 1946, yes.
The other one is another Jerry. Jerry Edmonton.
With a J.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
No, doesn't count.
From Steppenwolf, who had the 1969 US number 2 hit single, Born to be Wild. Steppenwolf sold over 25 million records worldwide, released 8 gold albums, and scored 12 Billboard Hot 100 singles.
And I guess they named this one after me.
Mm-hmm.
Born to be Wild.
Oh.
Absolutely.
We can fly so high. I never wanna die.
there we go then. Oh, that's me. Born to be wild. Don't know what went wrong.
Definitely, that's you.
That's something you think so. I don't think you can be classed as born to be wild if you need a nap.
Oh.
All right, yes, well, look, you enjoy your day.
Oh, thank you very much.
And, you know, your events at the Wyndham.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good. What time are you going to be there for?
Well, it already started, so...
Oh, okay, bye.
Yeah.
All right, love.
Okay, bye.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Tell us all about it.
Okay, bye.
And there we are. Right, let's get back to the music. Now, I've got one here. I mentioned, you might have heard earlier on, I played a track. It was a cover by Iggy Pop, and it's for an album which has been brought out. It's the poems and music of Leonard Cohen, who was absolutely, absolutely brilliant. And it's the renditions of his work by... other players. I say Iggy Pop was the one. Say you wanted Dark. I think was the name of the track. But this one is another track off of the album, and it's Steer Your Way, and it's by Norah Jones. Steer Your Way, and that's Norah Jones covering that one. The album is a tribute to Leonard Cohen. Here it is, a tribute to Leonard Cohen. We've got people like Peter Gabriel on there, Gregory Porter, Sarah McLachlan. We've got Bill Frisell, Nathaniel Radcliffe, and the list goes on, including James Taylor as well, by the way. And we'll be playing more of that album, so we can make our way through the week, no doubt. Right, back to another, we've got a soft one for you, and it comes from Dionne Warwick. You'll never go to heaven if you break my heart. I tell you what, following on from this one, we'll have another nice one. We'll have Dionne Warwick, but then we're going to have Toni Braxton.
Always to follow the golden rule. And she said it's really a sin to be mean and cruel. So remember, if you're untrue, angels up to heaven are looking at you. You'll never get to heaven if you break my heart.
Lovely, isn't it? That's You'll Never Get to Heaven If You Break My Heart, a song composed by Burt Bacharach, with lyrics, of course, by Hal David. It was originally recorded by Dionne Warwick, and that was in 1964, who charted at number 34 in the US Billboard Hot 100, which surprises me. I would have thought it would have gone a lot higher than that with her version. It was also covered by the Stylistics in 1973, who reached number 23. In the United States with their cover. Dionne Warwick recorded You'll Never Get to Heaven If You Break My Heart, say in 1964, and released it as it was the second single off of her third studio album, and it was an international hit, reaching, say, 34 on the Billboard Hot 100, number 28 on the Cashbox, and top 100. It did better though elsewhere, peaking at number 20, of course, in the UK, because we loved her and the music. 15 in Canada. And the B-side, if you're wondering, was A House Is Not a Home. Remember that one as well. Well, I promised you, Toni Braxton, Unbreak My Heart. This is going to take us, I guess, towards the end of this morning's program.
Take these tears away.
se fue. Extraño la dicha también. Quiero que vengas a mí y me vuelvas a querer. No puedo más si tú no estás. Tienes que llegar. Mi vida se apaga sin ti a mi lado.
Because I tell you what, you probably noticed that, didn't you? Because we had a bit of Il Divo in the middle there. But I remember finding the two versions and thought, you know, it'd be really nice to put those two together. So we did. We did a bit of a mismatch with that one. So there we are. Tony Braxton and Unbreak My Heart. And say, in the middle there, we've got some Divo as well. Now, the time on the Breakfast Show. Time for me to wander off and do something else for the rest of the day. Yep, absolutely. It is Monday. Not sure what I'm going to do. Take it easy. Had trouble getting out of bed this morning. Perhaps I might find my way back there again. Right, big thanks go out this morning to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for her everyday story in country folk. Getting ready for Halloween. Yes, that's a little bit long, is it? Well, end of the week. And also to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing all my IT work and everything else, and social media, and you name it, you've got it. And also to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor, United Kingdom. He sort of dropped me a little note because he's over there because he's looking after his mum. And but he did say he's going to try and get back in January next year for a while, so that'll be nice. So big thanks to Neil, and also to Isaac and the boys and girls, the crew for Regatta, keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. If you want to advertise with us or sponsor us, easy, just get in touch with us on WhatsApp, 677-18822, 677-18822, that's WhatsApp, or you can always call Yasmin on 223-5162, 223-5162, love to hear from you. And also, please stay tuned, Two Chat SOS is coming up, which you don't miss it, all right? Stick around, it's always great programming here on Cool FM. Well, big thanks to you, our listeners, advertisers, sponsors I just mentioned, and please, whatever you're going to be doing during the course of today, just take it easy, relax, all right? If you're not relaxed, take a pill. That'll help you relax. because 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, that's when we'll be back. What do I want to be doing? Well, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you, all right? So from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da.
You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.